Winslow was the first person hired by new president Elmira Mangum. His job was to get the school's athletics department out of debt and increase turnout at games. But in the eyes of some FAMU stakeholders and officials, he's made a few missteps.
Well, when you say a program needs to be torn down and rebuilt, I think it's clear that you don't have an appreciation for the history.
That's trustee member Kelvin Lawson. Winslow fired FAMU's head football coach Earl Holmes right before the school's homecoming football game in October. He was booed by students during the school's homecoming convocation.
A little louder! A little louder! No matter how you feel, let me hear you. At least I know you feel.
But Lawson says the committee's vote wasn't just because of Holmes' abrupt dismissal. Rather, it was grounded in what Lawson sees as Winslow's indifference toward FAMU's tradition and history. Meanwhile, board member Tori Alston says ultimately the handling of Winslow's position is under President Mangum's jurisdiction.
Although the contract with the athletic director is with the board, it's a decision of the president, and we will respect the president to make her decisions as it relates to her leadership team.
Alston says the board is expressing its desire to be more involved in school decisions. The Athletics Oversight Committee, comprised of trustees Alston and Lawson, and student body president Tanette Graham, made the vote of no confidence unanimously. For WFSU News, I'm Donald Debevoise.